Also, we have another thing to tell you about.
A little breaking news.
I mean, we kind of knew.
Well,
right?
Yeah, but we're cool. We're on the inside.
We're on the inside. We're
cool. Inside baseball.
Yeah.
And the inside baseball is also outside baseball. And that means that the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yes.
And KMOX Radio.
Yes.
Are continuing their broadcast partnership.
Our partnership.
Oh, yeah, we're on KMOX.
What are you saying therefore? Like, we're not KMOX.
Well, because now the news at One the Fun.
Well, no, the news was at 9 or at 8 or
yeah,
7.
But that's what
something.
They say. No, the news at One the Fun. I forget that we're on KMOX. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we are part of the station.
Let me start that over. KMOX and the St. Louis Cardinals are continuing our broadcast partnership.
That's right. There is an extension beyond. It was 2025. This mm-hmm. was technically the last season of the contract where we air Cardinals baseball and are a great partner.
Yep.
And they are a great partner with us and have been for many, many, many years. There was a short break in there.
Yeah.
But the Cardinals next season will stay with KMOX.
It's very exciting. Obviously.
We're the best. Yeah, we obviously are the best.
Obviously. We have an AM, we have an FM, we have the Odyssey app.
How could you want Cardinals baseball to be anywhere else but KMOX?
We have Moxie. Our literal, mascot is a baseball.
I don't think people know about Moxie enough. We need to be promoting the hell out of Moxie.
314-436-7900 if you know who Moxie is.
We have a great... I love it. It's an older, it's been around for decades, baseball logo, and it's a little baseball with a KMOX hat. I think it's adorable. I have a t-shirt.
I put my own money into making a sweatshirt with Moxie on it.
Me too. I made a t-shirt.
Yeah.
I love Moxie.
I think Moxie might be what pushed the Cardinals over the edge.
I think it is,
for
too.
For an extension.
I think they were thinking about all kinds of other stuff, and they said, wow, that mascot, though, too good.
It never would occur to me ever in a bazillion years to not have the Cardinals on KMOX.
It was weird for a minute when they weren't.
I don't talk about that time.
Yeah, it just doesn't, it didn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
But they are back home, been back home, and it's great to have them and continue. So again, we will be the Cardinals flagship station for the foreseeable future.
So also, this is breaking news. The Chris and Amy Show,
mm-hmm.
first ones to talk about this on KMOX, leads me to believe... Maybe they don't know that we were talking about this already.
What do you mean?
Maybe they're breaking the news. Maybe KMOX is breaking the news after our show.
Oh.
And they don't know.
Because they don't know that we're...
They're in a meeting right now.
Because the fun hasn't started yet?
Because the fun hasn't started yet. And the news is over. So in the black hole of broadcasting that is the midday show, they don't know that we're talking about this, which means you listeners... See, you get perks for listening to our show.
That's right.
You get to hear stuff that you maybe are not supposed to hear.
You get breaking news, and you get it all the time, and you only get it here.
That's right.
Is there another place in St. Louis to get really good breaking news?
Nope.
No, this is it. I mean, there are other good outlets here, other good journalists in town, but man, we're on top of it.
You know, I will say this because I've listened to KMOX for so long, and I really, truly believe that I have this job because of a clerical error, and they just don't have the energy to fix it.
Correct.
And so I was a fan of KMOX. I talked about the first time I really fangirled out. I was on sports on a Sunday morning with Tom Ackerman, and I walked into Studio B, and he had a cup of coffee and a newspaper reading the sports section. Hosting sports on a Sunday morning, I about passed out. But also, Michael Calhoun he must have been hired when he was 7 because he's not that old, but he's been here forever. He has such an authoritative voice, and psychologically, he is such a voice of authority and news and help and so forth, in my own mind, that he plays jokes on me because I believe everything he says. I am the most gullible person.
That's correct.
When I talk to Michael Calhoun.
That is correct.
Because everything he says sounds official and I trust him.
Michael? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't love it when storms happen, but the one consolation I have is that I know I can turn this station on and Michael's going to be talking about the storm wherever it is.
And for people who don't...
Because I love storm mode.
Yeah, for people who don't realize how it works, what I love about radio is it's like, it's so live, it's kind of chaotic and last minute.
That's what I... Isn't
it
awesome?
It's the opposite of, like, people are shocked when they see it. Like, oh, this is how you guys do this? That's how I feel.
If you have ever gone back and seen the actual... It's CBS News. Mm-hmm. When the Kennedy assassination happens around 12:30 Central Time,
yeah,
and they break in with it, they have a couple of bulletins, and then they go live, where they have somebody at the desk, and then that person gets up, and then Cronkite, like, takes his place mm-hmm. at the desk, and it was the first time that a news station had gone live 24 yeah. hours coverage. Wall to wall, and they did it for like 4 days. And you can go back and find it. And I did this one time where I watched hours yeah. of it. It was amazing, and it was chaotic. Like, they didn't know how to transition mm-hmm. from one thing to the next because they had never done it before.
It's right? really interesting.
But the chaos of it, I thought, just made it more yeah. imminent in a way. Sometimes in radio, it feels that way, but it's like controlled chaos.
Yeah, I mean, people are coming through the door. The newsroom is saying, this is happening. But like while we're on air, sometimes yeah. I'm talking and the news director is talking to Ronch. He'll turn off his mic. I mean, it's just so in the moment. But I bring up Michael Calhoun because in storm mode, he'll be here till 2 or 3 in the morning and that's his call. Mm-hmm. He'll sit here and say, no, I'm going to sit here. I'm going to broadcast until all the storms have moved out. And it's really cool. It makes you feel like you're part of something special. And again, if you're like, Amy, why are you tooting your own horn? It's because it's not me. I'm the fan. I'm the station, radio fan that listens and goes, oh my gosh, this is how it works.
In December, the station will be 100 years old.
So cool.
You know, and it has been doing it for a century. It's
yeah.
been so way before we were even around. So it's all the credit goes to this station and the history of it. And our history with the Cardinals continues, an extension beyond this season. So in 2026, and as I said, for the foreseeable future, the Cardinals and KMOX continue to be partners. And we are glad about that.